I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Thaddeus McCotter, American greatness, to report on Michigan. Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has been one of the most outspoken of the blue state governors these last year and more during the pandemic. Recently, however, Gretchen Whitmer has had things to explain, such as her chief of staff leaving the state during Easter holiday and traveling to Florida. And most recently, a revelation that Gretchen Whitmer herself left the state and traveled to Florida, we're told, to visit with her aged and ill father. That is a controversy in Michigan, but overwhelming that right now is that Michigan is now identified, especially the Upper Peninsula, as the hottest spot, if not in only in the United States, but perhaps in North America, the hottest spot for new infections. And the positives are not just the elderly now. They're also younger people. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. The news from the Detroit Free Press is that the governor is now weighing a new shutdown or restrictions on the people in Michigan for outdoor assemblies, for dining. It doesn't extend to shutting yourself inside your home as it did in the first iteration, but it does suggest that the economy will be damaged if the governor gives this order. What is your measure of the governor's leadership now? Can she win the same obedience this spring that she won in the spring of 2020 with such an order? Good evening to you, Thaddeus.
Good evening to you, John. I think the answer is quite likely no. Michigan's been through a lot. We were one of the hottest spots early on in the pandemic. We went through an extended period of lockdowns. Our economy has suffered enormous amounts of damage, much of which it will not come back, certainly not anytime soon, if ever. We've also seen instances, domestic abuse cases are rising. We still don't know what the toll is going to be from children who were denied the ability to learn in person in classes. So what we're looking at is a state that knows the consequences and the lethality of the lockdowns. We've also seen the governor's policy of putting infected seniors back into nursing homes with non-infected seniors and the carnage that has wrought amongst that population, both in terms of illnesses and in deaths. So there's not a lot of trust here. And then we look around the country and we know what's happening in Michigan. We wonder what were the policies in place. Why would another lockdown lead to any better results than what has happened in the past? And we also look at other states like Florida and Texas, Georgia and others that have loosened or dropped all their restrictions. And why are they doing better than we are, even at this late date? Unfortunately, the governor continues to listen to people that don't live in Michigan and are advocating lockdowns. And I would just ask the governor to very seriously ask them, why is Texas, why are Florida, why are other states doing so much better than weren't listening to your continued, to these experts, quote unquote, calls for lockdowns? And why did that policy that we've adopted in the past not work? The governors blame everybody under the sun, including snowbirds and the entire public of Michigan. But the reality is the policies that are in place at the time have put us where we are today. And why would we expect anything different by putting them back in place?
The Detroit Free Press reports in these hours, Whitmer, Governor Whitmer, has encouraged Michiganders to take a voluntary two-week break from dining inside restaurants and getting together with friends. She suggested high schools should consider virtual learning for 2 weeks after spring break and suggested sports teams voluntarily bench themselves. She said, to be very clear, these are not orders, mandates, or requirements. There's a suggestion here that she's shy, that she's grown shy about extending her governor powers. Has she been deprived of her powers? The last time I checked, she defied your state legislature, didn't she, when it moved to stop her from giving mandates?
Well, there was a court order knocking down many of her mandates as excessive, but then they went through another route to the Department of Health and Human Services to implement measures. But the bottom line that we're running into is, I think you're right, the governor is very, very chary about implementing new lockdowns, especially with her reelection coming up in 2022. And she is also under fire for taking a trip down to Florida. A couple of her staffers went to Florida, despite the governor's request for people not to travel or to not see loved ones if they did not have to. She went down to Florida and saw her father. Now, part of me is is very sympathetic to the governor, saying, well, this is what normal people should do. You should take all precautions, weigh your risks, manage them, and do what you feel is necessary to see your loved ones or try to support them. Unfortunately, this is at the time the governor was telling us that we shouldn't be doing this. And so instead of making the sacrifice herself, she decided to, you know, follow her instincts and take care of her dad, which, again, I totally support that. I respect caring about and taking care of your parents when they need your help. But you have to remember that everybody else is looking at this saying, why are you doing exactly what you're asking me not to do?
The governor extended a recommendation for masks to two-year-olds. That struck me as odd. As odd as when she first banned buying garden seeds in the first spring. Does the governor explain where she comes up with these recommendations? Is there something published that she can point to science to tell her two-year-old maskings will protect us?
Well, I've not seen the science behind that yet. Perhaps the department has put it out, maybe. You could potentially have a study that exists saying that, but I don't myself have not seen it. I don't know the efficacy of it, given all the other studies that we've shown where two-year-olds were the least, one of the least groups likely to ever be infected or pass it on. But I will say politically, I can guarantee you that mandating masks for two-year-olds will not have the two-year-olds aren't going to be able to cast votes against the governor, so it is a relatively safe decision on her part.
Whitmer, you mentioned a re-election. What I want to know is about the morale in the state. Can Michigan withstand another lockdown if it comes to that, Thaddeus?
Oh, Michigan, we can withstand anything. We're the arsenal of democracy. We put the world on wheels, gave you Motown. And so I think we can handle that. It's just a question of whether we want to reelect a governor that continues to put us through it and watches all the negative consequences of the lethal lockdowns being foisted upon the state again. So that's the question. We can withstand anything, and we're going to face the challenge in front of us and defeat the virus, and we're going to come out better and stronger for it. It's just a question of, are we taking the best steps to get to where we're going to get? And I don't think that increasingly Michiganders are thinking that this is not the way to proceed.
Right now, the Detroit Free Press, which I understand is sympathetic to the governor, so this is not a hostile media source, is presenting to the people of Michigan why Governor Whitmer is not shutting down Michigan despite the nation's worst COVID-19 surge. Not for now. That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.